Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Months later, we followed up on this story. What we had witnessed that day was not, in fact, a 30-second TV spot, but instead had become an interactive virtual reality landscape consisting of nothing but Wahlbergs.
Gentlemen, please come this way. You're here,
Scott.
To see the... Yeah, yeah,
I remember you from the other day.
Yeah, I remember from the gift suite. Sure, absolutely.
Peter, is it?
Yeah, Peter.
Are you like a big deal in the tech world?
To the people in the know, I am, but yeah. To the like folks like you guys, probably not. But that's as it should be.
You probably created some proprietary software.
I've got some apps that I've developed, and
cool.
I work with nanobots, and I have an app where you take nanobots and you insert them rectally. They attach to your prostate, and then the app allows you to manipulate your prostate through the app. So it's sort of a sexual app as well as a medical.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's like a cancer reducing.
It's also a cancer examination app. The one some people say it's a drawback. I consider it a feature and or a benefit. The nanobots cannot be at any point removed,
mm-hmm.
So they're there for life.
So they're just stimulating you,
yeah,
forever,
yeah. And if there's any sort of software corruption,
yeah,
you could have a perpetually stimulated prostate, which is not.
I guess you just get used to it after a while.
Well, you just have to remove the prostate at that point, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you could, but the nanobites kind of they really latch on.
So it's kind of someone has a finger in your butt. The rest of your life.
Yeah, with like staples you can't get out.
Right, right. Hmm. The nanobots in extreme cases become like robotic cancer, and they start to spread to the liver and the pancreas. But they're stimulating. They're not destroying. It's all stimulation.
It sounds like a terrible.
It's great. Terrible. It's really selling well.
We're here to see that VR spot for the charity.
Just grab the goggles there in front of you and put on the helmet.
Why is it VR? I thought we were going to see it on the screen.
It's a virtual reality commercial? I thought it was just a commercial for TVs.
Well, Mr. Wahlberg was very excited about the demonstration that we had previously, and so he had them shift the media platform to VR. So just put on those goggles and that helmet. Just strap that helmet on.
Home Dog LA is like a important charity helping animals, helping animals stay at home with their families. I feel like to get more funding.
10th Avenue T is a great way to stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, but Home Dog is definitely the focus of this commercial, and
I was just saying in the gifting suite there was 10th Avenue T.
If you just want to put on the goggles and the helmet.
Okay, so is this going to run on TV, this commercial, get support and get people?
It's only on the VR platform. It's very exciting. It's the first. Think of when people first saw Al Jolson speak on film. This is akin to that. Or when they saw the gun pointed at the camera and people in the theaters, you know, ducked under the seats because they thought they were going to be shot or run over by a train.
Is that
like
a true story that happened?
That happened, yeah.
Blew their minds. Like War of the Worlds kind of stuff where people got really freaked.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is going to be that. This is that first step. This is Neil Armstrong on the moon, whether you believe that happened or not. This is that.
It definitely happened.
I think it did, too. I agree with you. But
I mean, if they tried to tell you today that we landed on the moon, there's way too much virtual technology that I would be not believing it. But I think it did happen because if it didn't, if they faked it.
Yeah, I don't want to get into a moon landing conversation.
It would have to have been a union job, and that would cost more than an actual moon landing.
And somebody would be there. Well, speaking of cost, did this thing actually add cost to this charitable...
I would presume so, but I'm not an accountant. Okay. I'm the tech guy. Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like when I'm putting my hands up when I wear the goggles.
Yeah,
is that what you're supposed to do?
You want to feel the suction seal of the goggles. It should be basically an airtight seal, and then just slide the helmet on over the goggles.
They're definitely on. They're sucked on my face.
Great. Yeah. And so we're going to start that VR projection in just 3, 2.
Wait, can I pause you?
Sure.
I'm already seeing things, but like, for example, the logo for the charity is turned into Mark Wahlberg's face.
Yes.
Like, you change the animation of the logo?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. There's a very exciting advancement in the technology, sort of face mapping of everything. I think, you know, like, let me give you a preview. Let me just press this. Let me just slide
that. Ooh, there's a dog.
There's a dog.
He's coming right at me.
Wahlberg.
These are the wall dogs.
The wall dogs?
Wall dogs.
Oh, they were going to be cute, but
every single, there's like 100 puppies in there.
And they all bark with a Boston accent.
Wow.
Listen to that.
I don't know.
Matt, listen to that. Can you tell the accent? Listen closely.
Yeah.
As they bark. It's like, yeah.
I'm getting a headache from that. I'm taking these off.
And they're the Iowa.
Matt, wait, look at the tea. There's tea like floating by.
I don't want
to
see
it.
I don't want to see
it.
A Walty change,
changed
Tenth Avenue T to Walty?
Yeah, it's got his face sort of suggested in the packaging. It's not really overt, but it's there. It's, you remember those 3D paintings that were all the rage where you'd have to stare at a dot and wait for the thing to appear?
Yeah.
It's like that, but better.
Oh, my God. This is I think my eyes just changed. I think now I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my eyes just shifted.
Yeah. You may not want to take off the goggles now. You may want to leave those on for a while because it's going to
wait,
gonna
I'm
be...
feeling something in my butt.
So
is
now
that
it's
the
like
nanobots?
An, all right, I'm back in.
Yeah,
it's like an interactive space you built that people can walk for miles inside of. So
exactly.
How is this? This he totally changed like a simple 30 second
spot. It doesn't even mention how to support the charity.
But this is a journey inside the mind of Mark Wahlberg.
For dogs?
The dogs are an ancillary benefit of this. The feature is that it's the mind of Wahlberg.
Now I'm in a gym.
There's Wahlberg doing two. There's like two. I have four Wahlbergs. I'm by a ping pong center. There's four Wahlbergs playing couples or team ping pong.
Look up on the high dive.
Oh, Wahlberg doing squats and heels.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like a guy in a French pastry hat. Yeah, that's Wahlberg.
Yeah, Wahlberg is going to do a high dive into cement that turns into liquid.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
And now that liquid, look at the splash from the liquid. It turns into... Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg's face on the wave. I see that.
So Wahlberg's just basically everything you can be. He is that
watch.
Person.
Let me just show you a little thing that we've... It's still in beta. I'm just going to call this up. I'm going to cut to the famous scene in Casablanca.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have rights to
what?
That?
Yeah.
He put his face on Humphrey Bogart?
And the piano player. And
Frederick March or whatever his name was?
Yeah,
French Legion dude?
Yeah. Oh, and now... It's like, and here's Julie Louise Dreyfus with a Sonos. She did, I guess, he made her accept the gift.
And now, if we look here, there's a complete episode of Seinfeld that's all Wahlberg.
Inside a spot for a dog charity?
And now, I'm just going to...
This is a really intense
game. I'm going to bump this away, and I think
and he's
you'll...
he's Kramer.
I think
he's
you'll recognize this scene from Veep, but who's missing and who's now there?
So Matt,
oh, wow.
Man, he took your face.
Hats off. I don't get it. Why does he need all the attention? That's so weird. All right, I'm going to take these goggles off. I'm getting nauseous.
Take them off slowly.
Okay.
Take them off really slowly.
As long as, I took mine off too fast.
Yep. That's the suction. That's the suction release.
I got to sit down. I'm a little dizzy.
Your eyes have the bends now.
I'll keep my eyes closed. And
keep your eyes.
Is it weird to feel something in my butt? Is that your app?
That's the app, yeah.
What's that to do with the VR?
That's just me just getting the word out there.
Hey, this is Matt Walsh.
Hey, this is Scott Armstrong.
Thanks so much for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. We want to give a special thanks to our wonderful guest, James Eason.
Hey, follow us on Twitter at UCBSL and write us a review if you like the show on iTunes.
And special props to our wonderful producer, Cody Ziegler.
Follow me on Twitter at ScottArmstrong22 and follow Matt at Mr. Matt Walsh.
Peace. Take care.
Leisure.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.